Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 54.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
All right, hey everyone, welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 54. In this episode, I'm going to be going over the six-step process I recommend to learning tunes. I'm your host, Brendan Lowe, and again, thank you so much for joining me today. So, we are affiliated with the website jazzpianoschool.com. I've built a course curriculum that's cumulative for people to get step-by-step jazz piano education. And you can go and try that out at jazzpianoschool.com. There's a free 7-day trial available on that website. So, I'm pretty amped right now. I just played at the Monterey Jazz Festival, which was so much fun. I wasn't able to check out too many shows, which I really wanted to. I wanted to see Christian McBride play there, and then Gregory Porter was playing on the main stage as well, which I would have loved to hear him. I still need to hear him live. But that was a lot of fun. So, and also, we're doing a lot of redesigns right now on the website, which I'm really pumped about because it's going to be a really nice user experience with a nice dashboard. Quizzes, stuff like that, a real learning management console upgrades we're kind of making to the site. So, very enthusiastic, and this podcast is actually going to be more cut and dry than the last ones. We've been going over a lot of harmonic stuff, you know, harmonizing melodies, and it's been very kind of, it's been difficult, right? It's all over the place because there's so many options, there's so many sounds in harmonizing the melody, and Derek, you know, if you're listening, I hope that helped you out a little bit. I actually didn't get requests this week, so I just decided to put this on here for all of you, and I think you'll really enjoy it. So, learning tunes. Oh, and thank you to everyone. I just wanted to say thank you to everyone who has gone in and rated the podcast 5 stars. I really, really appreciate it. It helps to let the podcast be more known, and that's my goal, actually, is just to help spread jazz piano education around the world. So, I really appreciate that. Like I was saying, learning tunes, it's funny, when I would learn tunes before I started implementing this process into my schedule or my practicing, I would think I would know a tune, but I would go and play it, right? And I'd be like, you know that feeling where you're like, oh shoot, like I don't actually really know this tune. Or you play a tune and then you start learning some other ones. Let's say you're playing solo piano. You go back and you try to play the tune, you're like, what? Oh my goodness, what happened? I forgot everything. So, one of the questions I get asked a lot is, what is a good way to memorize tunes, right? How do you memorize tunes? This six-step learning process is really going to help you learn tunes and memorize tunes very, very thoroughly, right? Because of these 6 steps, these tunes are going to stay with you forever, okay? And it's because of the time and attention to detail you're going to put into all the components that go into the tune. I'm about to explain that to you right now. So let's get right into it, okay? Sorry, I lied. One last thing. For the freebies that we give away on the podcast, for this one, it's going to be a checklist you can use to practice tunes. You can check off the 6 steps, right, as you do them, as you're working on that tune. So let's say you spend, 3 days doing step 1, you can check that off, right, the tune in up top. So this way it gives you kind of more of some accountability to learning your tunes, and you can keep a nice list of tunes and where you are in the 6-step learning tune process. So you can go to jazzpianoschool.com/podcast/54, so the episode number. Previously, it's been a little shorter, the URL, right? But I wanted to make things easier because you needed to go to one page to get the freebie and then go to the other page to view the video. On this one URL, you're going to be able to do everything. You can view the video, right? You can just listen to the podcast if you're at the gym or anything like that. Obviously, if you're using iTunes, you can listen to the podcast there. But you can go to this one page. You can get the freebie. Okay, you just click on I want the practice materials, and you can get that freebie that we give away for the podcast that will relate to the episode. So again, the URLs going forward will be jazzpianoschool.com/podcast/ then the number of the episode. So starting now, 54, right? All right. So I just want to get that out there. Here we go. Step 1, bass notes. All right. When learning the bass, you thought I was going to say melody, didn't you? So when learning the structure of the tune, so many times I'll be going through a tune and I'll be like, oh, I can't find the chords, right? If I knew the bass notes, most of the time, I can figure out the chords. That's why we're gonna start with the bass notes. And the tune I picked for today is Lady Bird. Very straightforward, simple, right? So with your bass notes, we're simply going to do a couple things. Feel out the time first to learn the bass notes, then use a metronome and go through it in all different styles, all different tempos, and I'll tell you why we do that in a second. But here we go. This is how I'd first start to practice the bass notes of a tune. Count it off slow. Obviously, if I'm reading it, I would read it. If you kind of have memorized it already, then you're working on your first step and you've done a little memorization, then you can try from memory, okay? So here we go. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. This is riveting, I know. Just like watching paint dry. 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, 4. Now, wasn't that just phenomenal? That just blew your mind. So yes, it's very, very boring, okay? It's a very, very boring practice exercise, but I guarantee, okay, if you have the discipline and patience to do this, and I'm gonna make it fun for you guys in a second. If you have the discipline and patience to do this, you're gonna know this tune so well, because everything is gonna start with this underlying harmonic structure, okay? And that is the bass notes, because this is where the harmony is gonna be moving. Right? If you learn the melody and not really sure where the bass notes are, the chords can be anything, right? But the bass notes is what's going to build the chords up. And so many times in tunes, bass notes can tell you what the chords are, right? So obviously this is probably a major chord if it's a major key, right? Most everything in a jazz tune now, if you're an intermediate player, is 2/5, right? So we go 2, 5, back to the 1, 1, then we have another 2/5, 2, 5, 1. We have another 2/5. And then another 2/5. So if I didn't really know this tune, but I knew the bass notes, I could probably discern from the pattern of the bass motion, which I knew, that these would be 2/5s. And then I would remember the chords again, okay? So you can kind of see how just starting with the bass notes is really gonna help you. Now, we want to practice in all different tempos, styles, and as many variations as possible. This is why this isn't going to be just a one kind of day thing. Like, oh, I learned my bass notes, no problem. It took me 15 minutes. No. All right, you want to spend, however much time you need to get this right and learn as many variations as possible. Because all those times where people will throw wrenches into the tune, right? Let's say you're playing with people. Oh, I want to take it at a faster tempo. Oh, okay. You've never played it at a faster tempo and somehow it screws you up. The littlest variations, can you relate to me here? Can screw you up, right? This is with anything in life. It's like, oh, my pencil is like, well, some of you guys are going to probably think I'm OCD. But think about it. Seriously, if you walk into like your office, right? Maybe, at your day job and something's out of place, right? Then your whole day feels out of place for some reason, right? So we want to learn to teach our mind to be flexible and be understanding of these different variations, right? And the only way to do that is practice variation. So I'm going to take the bass line again, but see if I can do it at like 280, right? So this is a little bit more challenging, but Lady Bird's a pretty simple tune. But so here we go. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, Okay. But if I were to do that with the tune, like, I don't know, I Should Care, right? You have a chord every two beats. So you have, right? So that is going to be very challenging throughout the entire tune. Actually, there's pretty much a chord every two beats, right? So if you take your bass notes at 280, trust me, okay, that's a challenging exercise. So here we go. One, this is I Should Care at two, to around 280 or 300. One, two, one, two, three, four. Right? So it just keeps going. That's challenging, right? So now my next tip. When you play something fast, like I can play Lady Bird fast at 280, or let's say you start at 150 and you work your way up to 280, and you're like, oh, okay, cool, I know the bass line now, I can move on. I don't want you to assume because you can play something fast that you can also play it slow, because most of the time that's not the case, right? So many times my students or people that I hear, oh, you can play that super fast, let me hear you play it super slow. And then everything falls apart for some reason because your mind's not used to the slow tempo, right? We lose track of the beats, anything can happen. So just because you can play it at 280, also practice at like speeds of 60 to 90, right? So here we go, one, two. Now I'm not gonna go through the whole tune. Two, three, don't worry, four. One, two, three, and four, and one. And we'd have our metronome on here, three and four. If you know a little bit about bass, right, you can kind of start to walk a little bit. Just don't get the chords mixed up, right? Okay, but again, my main tip there, the point I want you guys to remember is just because you can play something fast doesn't mean you can play it slow. So practice all variations. Now, these general tips that I'm telling you are going to apply to all the next five steps, right? So I don't want to have to keep repeating myself because that will be a waste, but we want to practice each of these steps in all different variations, different tempos. Okay, got it? Good. Next step, number two, is going to be the melody, right? Straightforward, easy. We want to make sure the melody is perfect with no hesitations. Okay, so you can either put your metronome on or feel the tempo if you're just starting to learn it. So one, two, one, two, three. Again, for Lady Bird, guys, you're gonna see a different melody. You're gonna see dee-da, right? I'm playing what they play off the recording there. You're gonna see that in the real book with that sharp 11 there. But again, my point is the melody. When learning the melody, we wanna do the same thing. Make sure you know, okay? I know in myself when I'm practicing something, and I feel that hesitation about, oh, I don't know where to go, but I'm gonna guess, and I think that's right. We want none of those, none of those. This should be so automatic, the melody. You can do it in all keys. You can do it, you know, with your eyes closed. You can type something in your left hand and play the melody. You can talk to your wife or husband or whoever, your kid, you know, you can yell at your dog while you're playing the melody, okay? That's how automatic it needs to be. So many times people will learn the melody, and again, you know, they learn it, just they start to play the piece already, right? So if I go to start learning the tune like that, I'm learning too many components at once, right? And then when that happens, it's like, oh yeah, I know the melody. And then we go to play it again, and it's like a little off, but we think we still know it, and then we don't really know it. And then when we try and memorize it, or we think we have it memorized for a day or two, that's why it leaves us. Because we really haven't ingrained it into our spirit and our soul and just our body, right? So take your time with the melody, okay? Take your time, make sure you can play it at all tempos, all variations perfectly, and feel completely comfortable. This is where you have to be honest with yourself. No one else is going to do this for you guys, unless you go to play the tune for, you know, your teacher and they call you out on it. Obviously, that could happen. Or you go to a jam session and, you know, you might, you know, feel guilty or embarrassed that you don't know the melody. But my point is, be honest with yourself, okay? Step number three, we're going to put our melody with our bass notes, clear, cut, and dry, right? Here we go. One, two. One, two, three, four. Now, when I'm demonstrating, you see how I'm adding a couple of flourishes in there. I would not actually recommend that. I mean, I know this piece very, very well, so I'm able to do that. But when you're first learning, play the tune as simple as possible. Nothing added to the tune yet. Okay, you don't want to start taking liberties yet, because what I've found from my students and my own experience is that those liberties start to ingrain in you, and then you think that is the way the tune should be played, right? When in fact, that's not the actual melody, right? So if we start changing the notes up, I might sneeze here, guys. Just so you know. Oh, excuse me. That's going to be funny on the podcast. If you start changing the notes, I think that's the first time it's happened in all the episodes. It's pretty phenomenal, actually, that I've only sneezed once in 54 episodes of podcasts. Okay. The things that I record during these things. All right. If you change up the melody, you start to learn it that way. Same with rhythmic things, right? Try and stick to the most basic rhythms of how you're learning the tune, how it was written, before you start changing anything, because then you start believing that those are the rhythms or those are the notes, and that's not actually how the tune is, okay? Same with the harmonies and stuff like that. So step number three, right-hand melody and bass note. So all we've done really is practice, we're still practicing the fundamental structure. What do you think the next step is? Chords, right? Chords. So there's actually two different things we're gonna do for learning the harmonies, okay? We're gonna practice our left-hand chords at whatever level you're comfortable with. The first thing I'd recommend doing though is practicing root position, because you can see the movement of the bass note. So again, just root position, dominant seventh chords. No, if you're more of an advanced player, no rootless with no extensions, anything like that. Here we go, one, two, one, just whole notes. One, two, three, four, two, three, four. Okay, you get the idea. All whole notes, all seventh chords. And it's funny because, listen guys, I'm a gigging musician, you know, and I still use these techniques. I mean, no one's above this, you know what I mean? Some of the teachers I studied with, you know, Eric Reed, Jerry Allen, Benny Green, Aaron Goldberg, these guys are practicing these exercises like this. They're learning tunes similar to, not exactly the way I'm building it out here, but they're still playing root position dominant chords or root position major seventh chords. And, you know, no one is above playing something simple. So I just want to, you know, if you're like, you know, because I've had experiences where it's like, oh, why are you going to practice like that? I mean, it sounds like crap. Or it's like, oh, I already know that already, you know? Always be open-minded to something, you know? Never shut something down like a learning, some sort of education or knowledge that could benefit you. Because even all those great guys who are just phenomenal always still come back to basics like this, okay? So left-hand chords. After that, okay, we're going to use our right hand, okay? But you don't have to do the root position chords this time, because your right hand here, this is more for comping purposes. So if I were to comp a tune, you know, obviously I'm not gonna play my root position chords with my right hand. I might play some other voicings. But the purpose here is that you're gonna use your bass notes and play with your right hand, whatever voicings you want. Okay, here we go, one, two, one, two, three, four. Okay, now at first, again, stay as simple as possible, but again, coming back to my variations, you want to use as many variations as possible, okay? And then start to have fun with it. Create more of a comping structure out of the third step, I'm sorry, is to create more of a comping structure in this step, right? This is step number four, we're going over chords. So we can start to open up now, okay? So A of step number four is left-hand chords, root position, okay? We're gonna get to one more step as well. B is your right-hand voicings with bass notes, okay? Now C, step number C for this, is going to be your left-hand voicings with your bass notes. This should actually be, I kinda just jumped ahead. This should be before you start to actually comp for someone else, because you wanna practice your left-hand voicings for your solo. So this is just gonna be my left-hand bass notes with my voicings, okay, with my rootless voicings. So here we go, one, two, one, two, three, four. Mm-hmm. okay? So the reason I'm playing the bass notes in is just so I can hear still the bass note harmony of these chords. Now, if you're playing with the iReal Pro, like track, go ahead and throw the bass on, just the bass alone, and just play your rootless voicings here in your left hand. This is going to practice your voicing, so when you go to solo over it, you don't need to think about your left hand voicings, like finding them. Right? We want to practice left hand alone, rootless voicings, so when I solo, I'm not thinking about my left hand, right? I'm really kind of more focused on my right hand, or I can start to have a more of a conversation without thinking, oh, where's my F minor 7 rootless voicing, or where's my, you know, B flat 7 sharp 11 voicing, you know? You don't want to be thinking that when you're soloing, okay? And then step D, we're still in step 4, okay? This is just chords, all ways we want to practice chords, okay? All tempos, all variations, right? Step D is going to be just comping. So this step is going to serve you when you're comping for other people in the tune. Okay, so now I'm creating a comping solo. I'm pretending that someone is soloing and I'm comping for them. And again, if you are using iReal Pro tracks, you can put their track on, comp with the bass and drums. All right, I usually do that in some of the podcast episodes here. I just forgot to bring my speaker. So here we go. 1, 2. Let's take it at a new tempo, right? Let's switch it up. 1, 2, nice and slow, swinging. 1, 2, 3, 4. You get the idea. So I'm pretending like someone's soloing and I'm creating more of a comping type solo. This is going to allow you to learn the chords very, very well. Okay, excuse me. Learn the harmonies very, very well. All right, so that was step number 4. We're basically going over chords. Now, step number 5 is just going to be chords and melody. All right, chords and melody. So in this step, we're actually starting to put the melody with some harmonies, right? And what I recommend is, again, is just rootless voicings for now. is just root position voicings for now, okay? Because in the next step, we're going to put everything together. It's the last step. So again, just root position chords with the melody, okay? Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. And again, you know, based on the melody, sometimes this isn't going to sound the best, right? All right, you get the idea. But that's not the purpose. The purpose of this practice is not to sound, you know, voice it amazingly right now. It's just getting the structure of the tune, okay? And putting the melody with those root position chords is really going to hammer down how the melody fits with your harmonies and your bass note at the same time. Okay, so step number 5 is melody with left hand chords. Step number 6 is everything. Okay, is now if you're playing solo piano, right, then you're going to use all your components to play solo piano. You can start to arrange this however you want, right? Bass notes, chords, rhythms, things like that. If you're playing, you know, if you're practicing this for a group and you're playing with a track, then you're going to obviously use your rootless voicings probably, or use whatever voicings are available to you, okay, and play through with the melody. But again, step number 6 is we're combining everything we've practiced now to play the tune how we want to play it, okay? So here we go. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you. So again, I kind of just as I was playing, I was like, oh shoot, I kind of described that last step not so great. Step number six, we're not, obviously I wouldn't play Lady Bird like that in a solo piano arrangement. I wouldn't just be doing that, right? I'd be adding more stuff to it. Some of my voicings, right? You know? You know, I would be doing much more, but step number six isn't adding your arrangement in. It's just saying that you want to kind of play, put everything together and play it bare bones with the bass notes, your left-hand chords, rootless voicings, and maybe some, you know, 1-7-3, some left-hand components as I call them in our new solo piano system that we're going to be releasing. So you're kind of putting your left-hand components with just the melody alone in your right hand. Okay, you're still playing it as more in a simple manner. You're not adding your arrangements in. Now, when you can play the melody with this kind of more bare bones structure of your left hand bass notes going to chords, then, and you feel comfortable doing that, then we can start to arrange, right, our voicings, how we want to do it. Right, we can start to fill. We can start to add our fills in and, you know, do that as well. And that's the very last step. I mean, I don't even have that on the system because that's kind of more of an advanced process. But just to learn the tune so you don't forget it, you're going to want to take those six steps, okay? Or I recommend it at least because it's helped me a lot and a lot of my students at JPS. So let me just review them real quick. Again, one, bass notes. All steps go over as many variations as possible. So bass notes alone, all tempos. Step number two is melody alone, okay? Just your right hand. Make sure you have no hesitations. Step number three is melody and bass notes. Step number four actually has four letters, subcategories in it, okay? The first one is gonna be left hand root position chords. Okay, the second one is gonna be right hand rootless voicings with your left hand bass notes, okay? The third one is going to be left hand rootless voicings, okay? To practice your improv solo. So when you start to improvise, you'll have your left-hand rootless voicings down. All right, and then the last step is to comp a solo with any voicing structure you want or are capable of to practice your comping for another soloist, okay? So if you're not playing in groups, obviously you don't need to do that yet, but it's just a further step you can add on. So it's kind of optional, you know, choose your adventure. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Was that a choose your adventure? Maybe that just went straight through. I don't know. All right, step number five, left hand chords and right hand melody. Now again, in this step, we're just putting our melody with our left hand chords again to start hearing how the melody is gonna be played with the harmonizations. And in this step, we can also first practice with your root position voicings. Then if you're interested in playing in groups, you can practice your rootless voicings as well. Step number six, this is where we put everything together, all right? So bass notes, chords, melody, rootless voicings, everything together. If you want to practice with tracks, you can do that as well. But at this point, I mean, we're playing the song and we're still learning the song as a whole entity, right? That is exactly what step number six is for. So that's it, guys. Again, you can go to jazzpianoschool.com/podcast/54 to download the checklist for the six-step tune learning process. And that way, you can have a blank slate PDF that you can continue to use as you learn tunes. Print a new one out when you're working on a new tune, check these steps off, and you'll know exactly where you are in order to memorize these tunes and keep them with you forever. All right? So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I will talk to you next week, and until that time, happy practicing.